Welcome everyone to the EdTech Minute, where I share practical tech tips that will help you become more efficient and effective as an educator. I'm your host, JP Hale. You can learn more at edtechminute.com or follow me on Twitter at HaleEdTech. In this episode of the EdTech Minute, you will learn about the International Society for Technology and Education standards for educators. This session will specifically address the standard named Analyst. Let's get started. The seventh ISTE standard for educators is Analyst. Educators understand and use data to drive their instruction and support students in achieving their learning goals. There are three indicators that serve as examples. First, educators should provide alternative ways for students to demonstrate competency and reflect on their learning using technology. This may mean allowing students to demonstrate what they have learned through slideshow presentations, digital portfolios, videos, etc. They may use tools such as Google Slides, Bulb, Google Sites, or WeVideo to create products or show processes to show their competencies. A good educator also allows students time to reflect on what they have learned using tools such as Google Docs, Padlet, or Flipgrid. The second indicator is educators use technology to design and implement a variety of formative and summative assessments that accommodate learner needs, provide timely feedback to students, and inform instruction. Great tools such as Pear Deck, Google Forms, and Nearpod can be used to meet these needs. The third indicator is educators use assessment data to guide progress and communicate with students, parents, and education stakeholders to build student self-direction. Educators may use data from programs such as iStation, AimsWeb, Prodigy, iXL, Pear Deck, Google Forms, and Nearpod to keep their students and parents informed of academic progress. Students then take this data to set new goals and share them in tools such as Docs and Word, Google Keep, Google Sites, Bulb, etc. In summary, an educator should be a good analyst. They should provide a variety of digital tools for students to demonstrate their competence, design and implement a variety of formative and summative assessments, and use data to guide progress for all stakeholders. You can learn more about ISTE by going to iste.org. Until next time, keep on learning.